We move now to our last agenda item, number 17, other business. Nothing was suggested at adoption of the report. I note that for you now. And I call on Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. الحقيقة أن احنا أرسلنا طلبا لما يستجد من أعمال بخصوص موضوع تكنولوجيا النانو، حيث أننا طلبنا في العام السابق تشكيل فرق مهام بعد أن انتشرت كثيرا في الأسواق منتجات معاملة بتكنولوجيا النانو، ونطلب تأكيد مرة أخرى على إعادة تشكيل فريق عمل للبحث في هذا الموضوع. شكرا سيدة الرئيسة.
Thank you, Egypt. I recall your intervention last year, and I recall the answer to it given by FAO, and I turn to FAO again to inform the Commission of activities going on. Thank you, Egypt, and FAO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I remember that also this discussion was held last year. It may be somewhat. I will tell you that there is a lot going on in several fora in relation to nanotechnology, both in relation to risk assessment, both and other matters, for all different kinds of activities. FAO recently collaborated with the government and the. Minister of Agriculture in Brazil, hosting a big conference on nanotechnologies in food and agriculture this last June, and the report is available. And we are continuing to look at this issue of nanotechnology, not only from a risk point of view, but also from a beneficial point of view. But given that all these activities are ongoing in various fora around the world, it would seem to be a bit premature to constitute a specific task force on specific items, while there is still so much knowledge being generated in this field, and which also needs to be considered by, for example, as in terms of scientific advice. Before that would be a good idea to constitute a specific task force in Codex in relation to specific issues. It's very promising that all these activities are ongoing, but it would be our advice that maybe we put this request a bit on hold until we have a clear idea of what would be the focus for such a task force. Thank you very much. It's just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, FAO. WHO would like to add observation. WHO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In addition to the explanation just provided by our colleague from FAO, when all the available information and data on the risk assessment of nanomaterials and ongoing activities by the different member countries, different regions, or different international organizations, we are planning to hold an electronic expert discussion group to follow up all this data and information, and also the recommendation made by the previous joint FAO-WHO expert consultation on nanotechnologies, which was held in June 2009. And when the outcome of this electronic expert discussion group will be made available, we will communicate this outcome to the member states and interested parties in an appropriate manner. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, WHO. Egypt, I hope you can accept this and urge you to participate in, for example, the electronic working group. I hope you can accept this, Egypt.
نعم سيدتي، ولكن نأمل أن يتم الاتصال بنا في حينه إذا أمكن ذلك. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Egypt. I have nods on that point from WHO. Could we beg the interpreters for an additional 10 minutes? No? Good. Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Now I call on Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En este punto de otros asuntos quisiera referirme para que, por favor, la presidencia o el secretariado nos den claridad sobre la conclusión del mismo tema dentro del Comité Ejecutivo. El Comité Ejecutivo, como consta en el informe, en otros asuntos trató el tema de la solicitud a través del presidente del Comité del CODE sobre frutas y hortalizas frescas sobre una petición de Colombia en cuanto a la revisión del mandato de este mismo comité en relación con su trabajo de este comité con la CEPE o la UNESE. Esto como fruto de la última reunión del mismo comité. En ese sentido, el comité ejecutivo dice el párrafo 162 de la versión en español del informe, estuvo de acuerdo en que la comisión debería recomendar al comité del CODE sobre frutas y hortalizas frescas que considere su mandato y al terminar lo envíe al comité del CODE sobre principios generales para su revisión. Colombia cree entender que de oficio el comité ejecutivo debería presentar ante la comisión esa recomendación. ¿Estoy interpretando bien, señora presidenta? Y para que la misma comisión, teniendo en cuenta esa recomendación, lo considere y sea ya un mandato para el Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas que lo considere en su próxima reunión y lo reenvíe al Comité de Principios Generales. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Colombia. You are correct that the report of the Executive Committee is a submission to the Commission, and the Executive Committee did recommend that the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables consider its terms of reference, and after considering those terms of reference, send the results of their consideration to the Committee on General Principles for review. That is the recommendation of the Executive Committee. Are there any comments on this matter? Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland, speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, would like to make an observation. In view of the European Union and its member states, the consultations of UNEC and its standards can greatly facilitate the work of the Committee for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. It therefore provides also a positive input for the work of committee. It should be also noted that UNEC, according to its terms of reference, has to consult the committee, Codex Committee for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. This ensures that the consultation process works reciprocally. If Codex members have concerns about the consultation process written in the terms of reference for the committee, the Commission could maybe clarify the issue as follows, that the ultimate goal of the consultation process should be developed of harmonized standards to ensure fair trade practices. However, this does not mean that Codex standards should be identical to UNEC standards, as a certain level of divergency may be in practice unavoidable to accommodate the needs of broadened membership and mandate of Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. Obviously, we can't we will note your observation and send the Commission's expectation that fresh fruits and vegetables will take a careful, duly considered, and fair examination of its terms of reference. Mexico, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. México, como presidente del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas, está de acuerdo en que se haga esta revisión del mandato, ya que existe una preocupación generalizada entre los miembros del comité en relación a la forma en que la UNESE trabaja con este comité. En este sentido, me gustaría solicitar al secretariado la elaboración de un documento con antecedentes para que el comité pueda llevar a cabo esta trabajo que se nos encomienda de una forma mucho más sencilla. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. what the Secretariat can do is provide a factual briefing paper, in no way prejudging or obviously your discussion, which I'm sure will be fair and balanced in its course. So if the Commission can agree with this, and as well the Secretariat.
So we're going to this council is in the FFB.
Yes. Then we, seeing no further flags, conclude on this item. I would like to ask the Secretary to announce site events for tomorrow and also the schedule for report adoption, when the report will be available and when adoption begins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have a list of side events for tomorrow. We have to announce them now because tomorrow there is no session. So the first one is a Codex Trust Fund side event open to all participants. It will be from 9:30 to 11:30. It will be in room 2, level 0. Then the other meeting will be at 11:30, just after the trust fund. It's at 11:30 to 2 p.m. It will be the meeting of the host country secretariat for the hosting countries. And then at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4 o'clock, there will be the food safety capacity development work on risk analysis and food import inspection. That's also for all participants. It's room 2 on level 0. Then just after that, from 4:30 to 5:30, there will be the informal meeting of chairs for the chairs of committees. It will be room 16 on level minus 1. And the last one is that tomorrow, that's for Saturday morning, the EU coordination on Saturday at 9 a.m. in room 6, level 3. As regards the report, it will be available at 9 o'clock, and we will adopt the report. We start the adoption at 10 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday morning. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Thank you, interpreters, for this additional time. We have completed our work on this agenda. All that remains is adoption of the report. I now recess this meeting. We will see you at 10 o'clock to begin adoption on Saturday. And I look forward to the informal meeting of the chairs tomorrow. Thank you.